Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Imagine a scenario where you're driving on a national highway and you don't have to slow down or stop at a toll plaza. That's exactly what India's first multi-lane free-flow tolling system promises to deliver, and it's now a reality on NH48. First, let's understand why this is in the news. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, inaugurated India's first multi-lane free-flow barrierless tolling system at the Chauraisi Toll Plaza on NH48, which is the Surat-Bharuch section in Gujarat, on 1 May 2026. What makes this significant is that the ministry has confirmed the end 2026 rollout target for this technology across the national highway network. Building on this, it's essential to look at the background of India's tolling evolution. FASTag transformed toll collection, but it still depended on physical barriers and stop-go interactions. Crucially, a 2024 IIM Bangalore study estimated that even with FASTag, the average vehicle lost around 7 minutes per major toll plaza during peak hours. It is worth pausing here to note that this is a significant amount of time, and it has a substantial impact on travel time and fuel consumption. Now, let's delve into what Multilane Free Flow, or MLFF, is. MLFF is a tolling architecture where there are no physical barriers and vehicles do not slow down or stop. Tolls are deducted automatically as the vehicle drives through under a gantry. What makes this possible is the use of two parallel identification systems, FASTag, which is the existing NPCI-managed electronic toll system, and automatic number plate recognition, or ANPR, which uses cameras to read the number plate and queries the Vahan database to identify the vehicle. And here is something that surprises many students: for vehicles without a valid FASTag balance or wallet, an e-notice is issued to the registered owner via the Parivahan portal. Now let us turn to the Chauraisi pilot. NH48 is the busiest national highway corridor in India, connecting Delhi to Mumbai and onward to Chennai, as it was renumbered from the older NH8 and NH4 system in 2010. On the first day of the MLFF system, around 41,500 vehicles passed through the Chauraisi Toll Plaza. This is a significant number, and it showcases the potential of this technology. Moving on to the rollout plan, the implementing agency is the National Highways Authority of India, or NHAI, which is a statutory body under the NHAI Act, 1988, functioning under the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. The plan is to implement MLFF in phases, with 25 NH plazas in 2026, followed by around 200 plazas in the financial year 2026-27, and the target is to have full NH network MLFF by the end of 2026. But why does this matter? Travel time and fuel are significantly impacted by the current toll plaza system. A Niti Aayog 2023 brief estimated that around 1.45 lakh rupees crore is lost annually in India due to traffic congestion, and toll plaza idling alone contributes significantly to fuel burn and emissions. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that by reducing travel time and fuel consumption, India can become more competitive in the global market. So what exactly changed? The introduction of MLFF is expected to reduce logistics costs, which are currently around 13-14% of GDP, compared to around 8% in OECD economies. The National Logistics Policy 2022 targets bringing this down to single digits by 2030. Smoother tolling is part of that ecosystem, alongside PM Gati Shakti, dedicated freight corridors, and multimodal logistics parks. Remember this number, 13-14% of GDP, this is the current logistics cost in India. Now, let us look at the emissions aspect. NH48 alone reportedly accounts for over 3 lakh tons per year of CO2 at toll plaza idling under the older system. MLFF should cut this substantially. Note this carefully, the reduction in emissions is a significant benefit of the MLFF system. With that background in place, let us look at the concerns and implementation issues. Toll evasion, which was previously possible through unregistered vehicles, expired FAS tags, or queue-jumping, is harder under ANPR-backed MLFF. The e-notice system creates a legally enforceable post-pay path. But what about the potential drawbacks? These are essential questions to consider when evaluating the effectiveness of the MLFF system. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but the key facts about MLFF are, India's first MLFF was launched at the Choraisi Toll Plaza, NH48, Surat Bharuch, Gujarat, on 1 May 2026, and it was inaugurated by Nitin Gadkari, the Minister for Road Transport and Highways. The Devan throughput was around 41,500 vehicles. The technology used is ANPR plus FAS tag, with overhead gantries and no barriers. E-notices are issued for missed payments. The rollout plan includes Phase 1, with 25 NH plazas in 2026, followed by around 200 plazas in the financial year 2026-27, with the target of full NH network MLFF by the end of 2026. The implementing agency is NHAI, a statutory body under the NHAI Act, 1988, functioning under the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers economy and infrastructure, including national highways and transport infrastructure, logistics cost competitiveness, and the National Logistics Policy 2022. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers governance, including NHAI as a statutory body, and the implications of large-scale ANPR-based road infrastructure. Main angles to consider include reducing logistics cost, examining the privacy implications of ANPR-based road infrastructure, and evaluating the rollout of PM Gati Shakti and its convergence with other infrastructure schemes. In conclusion, the introduction of multi-lane free-flow tolling system is a significant step towards reducing travel time, fuel consumption, and emissions, and it has the potential to make India's logistics sector more competitive. The success of this technology will depend on its implementation and the addressing of concerns and implementation issues.